Now back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
That's correct, and we are going to go talk to John right now. Good morning, John. It's Tim Carter. Pleasure having you on Ask the Builder show here, buddy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great. I'm the guy that emailed you a couple of weeks ago about a ceiling.
Okay.
Okay, I'm out here north of where you are, and I've got a house about maybe 40 years old now. And the previous owners had, where I have made a great room from a kitchen and a den. With me so far?
I'm following you all along.
Okay.
I'm there. I'm just listening.
For some bizarre reason, the ceilings are different between the two.
Yeah, I remember now your email. If they're like a different one, was it a half inch difference?
Maybe a half, three quarter, or 3/8 of an inch, something like that. Something, you know, not real huge or anything like that, but enough to really make a difference. And then the kicker to the whole situation is that there were, you know, these fake styrofoam beams in the den, and those came down, and the ceiling is stippled. So I've got a textured ceiling in half of my great room and a smooth ceiling in the other half of my great room. They're not the same thickness or height or whatever you want to say, and I got to do something about it and at the same time protect my hardwood floors.
Well, the hardwood floor part's easy because we're just going to spread tarps out. You know, the traditional, you know, the thick cloth. You know,
right.
Not burlap, but, you know, the heavy canvas drop cloths. I mean, you can get those. Sometimes they're on sale at some of the paint stores. I own quite a few of them, and they're just the only way to go. Okay, now, as far as the ceiling, both of them right now have got drywall on them, right?
It's not drywall. It's actually plasterboard and plaster over the top of that.
Oh, traditional hard coat plaster.
Hard coat plaster. Not overlap. Mm-hmm. This is like, it's like a drywall type of product, you know, think 40 years ago, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, 40 years ago, it'd be 65, and, you know, drywall was making some pretty serious inroads around 65, so
right.
I'm kind of surprised that it isn't just drywall. But I believe you. I mean, you know, it could absolutely be plaster. So if it were me, the ceiling that is higher up, you know, the one that's why don't you add over the top of that one a thickness of drywall, like, to match up, like 3/8, quarter inch, half inch, whatever it takes, to bring it down to the level of the other one and then finish that seam off. Am I missing something here?
Hang on a second. I'm looking at it right now. The higher of the two ceilings is the one in the kitchen.
Okay, so it's higher. Okay, so
it's,
then...
It's higher, and the new cabinets that I have put in have little crown molding around the top of it.
Oh, so...
See, it gets worse.
I know. So why didn't we... So you didn't know that this ceiling differential was there until after you had the cabinets up?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Okay.
So what I'm thinking I have to do is take down the ceiling that is in the...
family room.
The family room part.
Yeah.
And replace, you know, put up new ceiling that will match the thickness of the other.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, but the thing is, you may be forced into cutting. There's all kinds of ways to solve this. You may be forced into cutting, you know, the bottom of those ceiling joists. You know, but if they're trusses, you might not be able to cut that bottom cord off. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, what about? What about, how far away is this seam? How close is the closest cabinet and crown molding to this differentiation between the two heights? Like 3 feet?
Oh, no, like maybe 15 inches.
Okay.
As you say, it keeps on getting worse, doesn't it?
Well, no, not really. So what I was thinking, what I would do before I would do anything else, I would do an experiment, and this would not take long to do. I mean, this would take about 3 hours, because you've got nothing to lose doing this.
True.
I would actually buy a couple of bags of Durabond 30, which is a dry setting type joint compound. It comes in bags. You know, it looks just like mortar mix.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And you mix it with water, and it looks once it's mixed, it's just like the regular joint compound that you use for drywall that comes out of a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the problem is this stuff's a little stickier. All right, now, what I would consider doing is I would consider just mudding that difference and making like a wedge of material, you know, that goes out onto this kitchen ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up using like a long straight edge. I mean, like you might create, you know how if you've ever taped drywall, you know, you'll use a 10-inch knife.
Right.
You know, from the corner bead. Well, you may be using a 4-foot or 6-foot level.
Okay.
See what I mean? In other words, you're making this giant, long swipe of joint compound. And hopefully over that 5-foot run, you're not going to see that. You know, once it's painted with flat paint,
right?
You're not going to see that grade change over that 5 or 6 feet. And so, and what happens is it'll be pretty severe at that first crown, at that 15 inches, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you might not see that over in the corner. I'm going to assume that's in a corner.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but then as soon as you get around that crown molding, you got to kind of start making that thing longer. So you could at least put it on an area. You know, and just see how it looks.
Okay.
You know, and see if you're fooling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, then bingo, you've got your solution. But if it doesn't look like it's going to work, while the stuff's still pretty soft, you can scrape it off. See what I mean? So you don't have this big wedge of hard material on your ceiling.
Okay.
So that's what I would try first. That's going to be your easiest and least messy.
What do I do about the textured ceiling in the family room part?
You can sand that off and make it smooth.
I have not considered sanding it.
That texture, yeah, you should be able to sand that. You know, and you can rent or buy those drywall sanders that are attached to vacuum cleaners.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so you don't have a dust storm in your house.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those are very go to any tool rental place. They should have that thing, that tool.
Okay.
All righty.
Great.
All right, John, well, let me know how it comes out.
I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder, buddy.